We want to welcome each and every one of you here today at Grace Bible Church. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship today, I want to take your attention to Proverbs chapter 30. And specifically, we're going to begin a series over the next few weeks on this one section of Agur's axioms, as we have called them, beginning at verse 24. There be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. And I want to share with you the first of these. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. Now, there's a series of four creatures that Agur takes us to in creation to illustrate to us how insignificant things, such as insects and animals that we may think are insignificant, God has chosen to demonstrate in His creation certain qualities. We talked about the fact of the eagle last week and the serpent that crawls upon the rock and how they are able to move and we can't trace where they've gone or where they've come from. There's no way to trace an eagle in the sky where they've gone. There's no way to track a serpent on the ground. And so He chooses to use creation as an example. But then following that, He says the ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. I think it's interesting here that the ant is our illustration of something that's wise. No one can talk to an ant. No one has had a conversation with an ant to find out what life is like under the earth. And yet God says they are wise. How can that be? Well, He demonstrates it by this one example of how that ants, as we're told in Proverbs chapter 6, they don't have an overseer. They don't have a boss that tells them what to do. They just instinctively know that every year in the spring and in the summer, they save up food for the wintertime. And some people have said, and I've read this in many cases, well, there's our template for how we're supposed to be hoarding money for the future. No, wait a minute. Think about it for just a moment. The ant saves up food to use in the wintertime. What happens at the end of winter? The food's all gone. What does he have to do? He has to go back out and he has to work again. I'm saying he. I don't know whether he or she or whatever underneath the ground are working. They're gathering food for the next winter. They don't have a 20-year supply under the earth. They have enough for one winter. And then they go about and they labor again to build up that resource again for the wintertime. What an essential lesson to us all, that you and I are to be wise in our actions, that we're not to be foolish, that we're not to waste our substance, as the Bible says, in riotous living, but rather we are to use our resources appropriately. I have the supervision out here at Yak, and there have been a few times over the years where I've had to go snatch a bat out of a child's hand, especially if it was one of our bats, and they were banging it against a pole, aluminum bat, just sitting over there just rapping it as hard as they could. And I walked up and said, what are you doing? I'm hitting the pole. I said, look what you've done to the bat. And showed them all the dents that were in the bat. I had a $100 bat, you know, destroyed. I said, this bat can't be used in baseball anymore. It's damaged. You've broken it. Well, what do they do? They've taken their substance and they acted foolishly with it. Rather than keeping it and taking good care of it, they've destroyed it. God wants us to be wise. He's giving you resources. You say, well, He hasn't given me very much. Well, wait a minute for just a moment. What He has given, are you using it properly? Are you using it wisely? And so as we come to worship the Lord today, I hope and pray that you and I have a heart attitude to take the Word of God as it's given to us and to use it how? Wisely. Take the Word of God. It's a gift from God. It's a message from heaven. We need to take God's Word as it's given this morning, and we need to take it and we need to apply it and we need to use it for His honor and glory and use it wisely rather than foolishly setting our Bibles aside and forgetting what we've heard, forgetting what we've learned, and then one day be held to account for that word that we foolishly did not appropriate in our hearts and lives. May we be true worshipers of the Lord today, and may we take His Word and use it wisely.